I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. Lawmakers are remembering Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died early Thursday at age 68. Cummings was a longtime civil rights advocate and represented his Baltimore district in Congress for more than two decades. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said the country will miss his leadership.
In the Congress, Elijah was considered a North Star. He was a leader of towering character and integrity. He lived the American dream.
As chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Cummings led multiple investigations into President Trump. Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, criticized President Trump over his efforts to enlist Ukraine in investigating a political rival and prepared testimony to House committees as part of their impeachment inquiry. Sondland said he and other U.S. officials were, quote, disappointed by the president's directive to work with Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine matters. Democrats have accused the president of abusing the power of his office to pressure a foreign country to pursue investigations that could benefit his reelection campaign. Morgan Stanley reported its third quarter profit rose 3% from a year ago, largely the result of a one-time tax benefit. Morgan Stanley is the last of the big U.S. banks to report earnings for the third quarter, during which two interest rate reductions by the Federal Reserve and a rise in global tensions have cut into banks' earnings. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.